Now,
I wanted to share with you some of the things that have been happening since last year. Some of you who were at Cove Camp last year may have seen this building like this. It's a structure that Randy has been working on with the help of Christian work parties for the new director's cabin and the nurse's cabin, okay? But now it looks like this. So it still needs some work. You can kind of see up here, we still need some siding on it, and there's other things, and you can see the ladders up there. They're still working on some of the things. So, you know, if you all want to come by sometime or arrange for a work party, I'm sure Randy would be really happy to see you. Okay. But they have both the, whoops, could you go back again? One more. The director's cabin is up there, and the nurse's cabin will be down there. Okay, now? Thank you. In the director's cabin, that's just almost finished. They've got the flooring in. It just looks gorgeous. And they have the walls and the electricity and the ceiling fans and the lights. It really looks like it's going to be nice. They need to move the furniture in. That's about all they have to do with that cabin, except for on the outside here, unless the director wants to climb up a ladder and walk over the scaffolding to get into the camp, into his cabin, they have to build still the porch and the steps. Okay, next one. And then what else? Well, the slide. Yes, our youth group took all their Wednesday's earnings from last year's ice cream booth. And Randy has been busy building this slide for the kids. It goes from the top area to the bottom area. And he still has a little bit of work to do on this yet, but they did use it, I guess, in winter camp. Okay? So those of you who haven't ever been to the camp or seen it, these are the buildings that they have. Up there is the meeting hall and dining hall, and there's the kitchen back there in that building. Over here, I just really love this one. This is the bathrooms and shower rooms. It's really, really nice. So that's really a plus for going to camp to have those things there instead of like in 1946 where they lived, instead of nice cabins here, they had tents and they had pit toilets when it first started. And then, of course, the kids' favorite part of the camp, I think, is a general store, which they affectionately call the Candy Shack. Okay, next one. And then there's lots of wonderful recreation areas. They have the basketball court. They have this wonderful mini golf course, which is really a lot of fun to play on. They have an area for baseball. They have an area for volleyball. They have an area here with a barbecue and tables that the kids use for doing all sorts of things in, little picnic tables. But there are just acres of areas for the kids to run and play in. It's just really a wonderful, wonderful camp. Okay? But camp being empty like that isn't any good. It has to have the kids in it. Okay? And so I wanted to let you know, though this is in our bulletin too, about the camps. The teen camp is July 17th through 23rd. Then comes the first and second grade camp, which is June 24th through 26th. The third and fourth grade camp is July 8th through 12th. And the fifth and sixth grade camp, yay, is July 15th through 21st. That's the one where I've gone to. They also have the family camps. They have men's retreats, women's retreat, which is coming up in September 21st and 22nd. And it's also rented out for meetings, family gatherings, weddings, etc. Okay? The days start at the camp with the bell, the ringing of the bell. And the kids all love to do it if they're up in time to do it in the morning. Announces all the different activities that we have going on, okay? Starts out with the kids doing the flags. They learn how to fold and unfold the flags and to treat them with respect and how to put them up. And then they have the pledges that they say, but not just to the which everyone knows, the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. But, okay, next one. They also have to learn the Pledge of Allegiance to the Christian flag and the Pledge of Allegiance to the Bible. How many of you know that by heart? Aha, there are some, yay. A lot of us don't. And I even have to relearn these because I don't say it, never said it as often as I do to the ones to our flag of the United States, okay? And then for meals, kids all line up. They're still looking pretty sleepy at that time, if it's in the morning or if they've just taken a nap. And they sing a little silly song usually and say a prayer and then go in. Okay, to partake of a wonderful food that is served there. It is really great. That, things like this with all the different fruits, oh, they have lovely stuff, food. And then there's always the banana splits and the eve trough. How many of you knew that you were sending your kids to eat out of a trough? Okay. And they have lots of fun games and activities that the kids do. They have relays, which this one was Honey, I Fixed It, which was supposed to be a toilet because that's a toilet plunger. And they go in and splash in the water and run back. They have this type of relay where they try to fill up a bucket behind them, but the milk cartons there have holes in the bottom. And so as they pass it overhead to the next person, everyone gets wet that's in the relay. They have an obstacle course that the kids go through, and they jump over things and crawl under things and see how fast they can get done. And then there's always the fun things like the Ricky Ticky Bear. Did you know there was a bear at camp? Okay. And then there are those that build trust and relationship building activities. And those are always fun to have. And then ones that when they work on making their Cove Camp t-shirts, they put on things that they've learned through the day or through that week onto their t-shirts. Okay, next. And then, of course, there's a popular slip and slide. That's always fun. That's a homemade piece of plastic with a lot of water and soap on it. And the kids think it's absolutely great. And you know, if you don't go in and get wet during these activities, you're going to get wet some way or another. They're going to spray you, or they're going to come over sopping wet and give you a great big hug. Okay. And then there's the impromptu presentations that everybody has to give if they get mail packages or if they've lost an item. One of the things that are always seem to be lost are their water bottles. And I don't know why, but they keep on losing them. And so then they have to do something to get them back. Here they're doing I'm a Little Teapot. And here they were doing squirrely, squirrely, shake your bushy tail. And the kids were absolutely horrified to have to do that in front of everybody. But most important, besides all these really great and fun activities, are they have some very interesting, lots of very interesting Bible activities. They have group lessons and small group lessons. They have devotions that they do in small groups too. Go on. And the campers in the fifth and sixth grade camp memorize the books of the Bible in order. Now, I'm sorry, I give an apology to the other camps, but see, fifth and sixth grade is where I've been, and so, and those have, that's where Bob McLean is and does most of these absolutely fabulous pictures of the campers doing it. Now, how many of you know your books of your Bible in order? Huh? We've been trying to get people to memorize that here, haven't you, Delbert? And so they put the cards out and see if it, and they have a relay kind of game or who can put it together, which team can put it together the fastest. Okay, next. And they do interesting things where there is this rope that they're doing, and they went from one side way over to another side of the camp, showing how big the ark was. And so the kids were getting to see that and understand a little bit more about different things in the Bible, okay? And of course, bonfires are always fun, okay? Everyone enjoys the songs, especially doing the types of things that they get to do, the different, it's just great to hear them sing, and they sing with so much enthusiasm, and they love doing the actions, okay? And then the counselors take turns presenting a testimony. And these are really, really important to the kids. I couldn't believe how many kids came up to me afterwards and talked to me about what I'd said. And here our nurse is talking about her little lamb that was not formed right and how they loved that little lamb, and though she wasn't perfect, and how God loves us even though we're not perfect. And the kids, of course, afterwards all got to get up and pet the lamb afterwards. And I talked about Pioneer Bible translators and the importance and necessary of translating Bibles, and had several kids come up to me and say they were so interested in it, they learned so much, and that they would like to go into missions. It was wonderful, okay? And then always included is a lesson of the bridge of salvation. And so Delbert talks to the kids about what they need to do to give their lives to the Lord, those that are not Christians already, and talks to them about the importance of baptism, and shows them, here in this picture, he's showing them how a person gets baptized and what it means. And he gives the kids a choice. He suggests that they should go home to their home church, you know, where their families are and everything, and get baptized there. But if they really want to get baptized at camp, they can. And so sometimes family members or friends will come and get the blessing of getting to baptize the kids. And sometimes the kids ask for the counselors that they've had that they felt were most important in their lives at that time of camp, to baptize them. And this year we used the horse's watering trough for baptisms because we couldn't get, last year we did that because we couldn't get into the cove pool because we didn't have a lifeguard, but we might be able to go this next year to the cove pool because there's possibility of a lifeguard. But with the water in there, it's very cold, very cold. And so, but that didn't stop the kids from afterwards, everybody getting into the water trough after the baptisms were done. Okay. But the kids love Cove Camp. It's a wonderful time for them. Not only do they have fun and friends and fellowship, but they grow in their knowledge of the Lord. And I just want to do a little appeal to you, because these precious souls, all of them, need to know the Lord. And we need to have counselors. We're always short of counselors, especially men counselors. So think about possibly taking out a week of your busy summer vacation time to go in, because it is absolutely worth it. Getting to baptize kids and bring them to the Lord is such a blessing, such a wonderful experience, and an honor to be asked to do it. And Cove Camp is so important for kids. They'll remember this the rest of their lives. They'll remember the times they've had at camp, and it'll make a big impact on their Christian walk for the rest of their lives. So, parents and grandparents, think about sending your kids to Cove Camp. It's so important. And kids, think about inviting your friends. Because we've had every time we've had kids that were some didn't even have a church that they went to normally, but their friend had invited them to go and they came, and then adults here and older teens, 16 and older, think about working as a counselor at the camp. They're needed. This last year, Delbert was the director. He did a lot of, he arranged, organized the activities. He taught. And then he was having to be a camp, one of the cabin counselors that stayed there with the kids too. And it was really an awful lot of work to put on one person. And so we need especially men to come. Come help out. You will be so blessed. And these precious souls are worth our time and energy.
A couple of things that are going on here in the area. Our church, this is kind of a sidelight to Cove Camp, but it's exciting stuff, so I want to share it with you. Vision 18, we have three teams of people who've come together, Community Connections, Family Connections, and Youth Connections teams, who are working on some plans and some activities. And so Community Connections has put on a couple of things already. Yesterday was a Friday was a bingo night at the City Hall, and it was a blast. I didn't win anything, but it was a blast, and so it was a good time. People came and really enjoyed themselves, fun time, and so Community Connections, doing fun things in the community just to get people together, learn people's names, rub shoulders with folks in our community. Good stuff. Youth Connections has some good plans going on for reaching students and more of an after-school type of program, ideas that way. And that's still coming to fruition, Colleen, is that right? Yeah. And so good stuff there happening there. Family Connections, we're still trying to get that one off the ground, and that's okay, we're working on it. And so good things happening there. Also, Bob, would you come up, please? A little bit bigger picture, we're always reaching out beyond just Athena. And Bob has a thought to share about a retreat he experienced the other day, or yesterday, I guess it was, and this morning, too.
Yeah, I got to be with some men last night, about 28 men from Spokane. They're in Teen Challenge. Anybody know about Teen Challenge? Jason Peterson went through Teen Challenge. This is a time and commitment. Guys make one-year commitment to get over their drugs or alcohol or any addictions they have. And so I was with men from 20s up through their 40s last night around a campfire up around Meadowood Speech Camp. And it's just amazing what God is doing to heal people from these wounds and from these addictions. And it was just a relational time. Jason spoke into these guys with truth and trying to encourage them. There's victory in Jesus Christ. We don't have to live the lies. We don't have to live in the darkness. We don't have to live in fear. And so I got to be a part of a prayer group. There was about five groups that we had just to pray over these men. So it's just exciting what God is doing out here with people and giving them encouragement. So I just share with that as a highlight of the day. So I guess one other highlight, I golfed with Herb McCutcheon yesterday. So Herb's still kicking. Herb's still walking. Can't hit a ball worth a hoot, but he's still there. Don't tell him I said this.
Pretty rough piece of ground, pretty rocky, and Joe Jewett, who was the pastor at Baker City Christian Church back in those days, he and his wife and their kids would go out and camp in a tent for 6 weeks and direct all six camps. Yeah, wow, is right. His wife needs to be a hero. I mean, tell you what, that's quite a commitment. And all the kids came and they set up tents, and that's how they did camp, because it was really more of a camping atmosphere that way. But then the cabins were built. I remember my sixth grade year going up to Cove Camp. I had just left Athena my fifth grade year, starting my sixth grade year in Elgin, went up to Cove Camp, and gave my life to the Lord there. came back to my home church in Elgin and was baptized. And that's the only camp I ever got to because I was working on a ranch the rest of the years and never got back to camp. But directing camp has been a huge part of my life. This year will be my last year in directing camps. And I know, but this old body just can't do that much longer. And so I've Grove Camp out of Cottage Grove, Oregon. I did 6 years of directing there and 19 years here, 25 years of directing camps. Been fantastic, you know. And if I had a picture taken of every kid who said, "This has changed my life." Not only kids. I remember some staff who said, "Delbert, this camp has been so important to me, I'm quitting my job and going to Bible college to be a minister." Wow. Camp is very, very vital. It's important. And I can't overemphasize camps. How many of you have been a camper at Cove Camp? Look at that. Yeah. Many, many years. It's wonderful to be at Cove Camp. Being on staff, 5th and 6th grade, July 15 through 21 this year, I'm needing staff, as Rosalind said. Men's staff are always the harder guys to find. And so if you guys 18 years old or older, no, for my age, Grant Camp would be 16 years or older, could sure use you. Brandon and Justin have served with me. They've done a great job. And I'd encourage you. Camp is a place of lots of serious things happen there. God gets into their hearts. But we do silly things too, like the ketchup song. You want to come up and help me? No? I want to be filled with the Spirit. I want to be useful and free, but I can't be filled with the Spirit till I'm empty of me. So pick me up and take my cap off, Lord, and turn me upside down. Raise your hands, slap my backside, Lord, and pour me on the ground. Goosh, goosh. Okay, now that you know it, all right, so you pick me up, take my cap off, Lord, turn me upside down, raise your hand, slap my backside, Lord, and pour me on the ground. Goosh, goosh. Okay, ready? Here we go. I want to be filled with the Spirit. I want to be useful and free, but I can't be filled with the Spirit till I'm empty of me. So pick me up and take my cap off, Lord, and turn me upside down. Raise your hands, slap my backside, Lord, and pour me on the ground. Goosh, goosh. Very good. Silly songs like that. Kids love them. For every meal, we sing a song. It goes like this. Everybody has to go like this. There's the letter O. The Lord is good to me. And so I thank the Lord for giving me the things I need. The sun and the rain and the apple seed. The Lord is good to me. So we sing that before each meal. And then we start putting in the things we're eating in the song. Oh, the Lord is good to me, and so I thank the Lord for giving me the things I need, the sun and the rain and the pancake seed. The Lord is good to me. And we go through that song 4 or 5 times, singing whatever's on the menu, and they just have a blast with that. It's a lot of fun. Singing is a big part of camp, and so I use high technology at Cove Camp. Remember the overhead projector? I keep that overhead projector down, hidden, I won't even tell you what room it's in. It's in room 4. I keep it locked up because I don't want that thing to escape me, because I take that up to camp and I use the old overheads, and the kids take turns putting those overheads on top of that overhead projector. I'm my turn. And I have to write down who's doing what the next time. And they love that. So one kid puts it on, the other kid takes it off. And it's just wonderful. They love being a part. And so I teach my staff, have those kids do as much as they possibly can. We adults like to be in control. We'll do everything for you. No. You let those kids be a part of everything we do. So we really, really like to do that. Here's another song. Oh, a thwart song. The Lord opens up the eyes of the blind, and he raises up those who are down. The Lord loves the righteous, protects the stranger, and supports the fatherless and the widow. But he thwarts the ways of the wicked. Hee-hee! That's where that little picture was. That's the wicked. Yes, he thwarts the ways of the bad. Hey, the Lord reigns forever. My God in Zion, unto all generations, praise the Lord. And the kids go faster. The Lord opens up eyes of the blind, and he raises up those who are down. The Lord loves the righteous, protects the stranger, and supports the fatherless and the widow. But he thwarts the ways of the wicked. Yes, he thwarts the ways of the bad. Hey, the Lord reigns forever. My God in Zion, unto all generations, unto all generations, praise the Lord. And I get my workout leading songs. And really, the kids just love it. It's a fabulous time. And teaching, I teach creation, God's creation. How did the world begin? I teach where we got our Bible from. We staff teach this to the kids. They have packets, prepared packets for them, that has the schedule in it, their lessons in it, their morning devotions in it. They have a page where they can share each other's names and addresses. One thing I'm doing new this year is, for a really sad reason to have to do it, is we're introducing how to stay pure. 5th and 6th graders, that's even... With telephones, you know, our technology today, little kids are getting into stuff they do not need to see. And so we're going to be introducing some basics, how do boys treat girls, how should girls dress? And help the girls learn how to be courteous to boys. And so we'll be teaching some of those things, some of the basics of common courtesy and how to keep my eyes and my mind pure. First and second grade camp has a new addition this year, and that's kindergarten. We're adding kindergarten to first and second grade camp. So if you have a kindergartner who can handle being away from mom and dad for two nights, that's open to you. Well, open to your kid. But you can come too and be staff. That'd be great. So as we talk about Cove Camp, it's the most inexpensive camp around. $200 for a one-week camp. We've priced other camps around the area. $500 is not uncommon for a week-long camp. We work really hard at trying to keep our prices low so that anybody can come. In addition to that, Cove Camp offers scholarships to kids. We don't want any kid who can't afford to come to not be able to come. And so I think camp schedules or budgets $1,500 a year for scholarships. And I don't think we used all of that last year. Spread the word. help kids out. If you know of a kid who wants to go to camp or hasn't been to a camp and wants to experience a camping experience, help pay the way. Yeah. We have a scholarship program going this year. Chris Williams is directing the scholarship program. So kids are doing things to earn half of their scholarship. And so learning some scriptures, they're being in service to others, and so on and so on. Good stuff. We want those kids to learn that. Okay. So Cove Camp, fabulous ministry. Fabulous ministry. I'm always impressed with people who take a week off of work, a week's vacation, to come up to Cove Camp and serve. This year I have Boone Setzer. He is a state patrolman in La Grande area, and his wife is going to be the cook this year. And I've tasted some of her cooking, and it's pretty good. I'm going to have to watch myself. And she and Boone are going to be there. Boone might be looking at maybe directing next year, along with perhaps Jesse Whitford, who is the pastor at Baker City Christian. So good things coming ahead. If there's one thing I'd encourage you to do, please send kids. Send kids to Cove Camp. Camp's attendance has dwindled. Fifth and sixth grade camp used to be 50 kids easy. If I have 25 kids now, that's doing good. So help send kids. Encourage them to come. All right? One last verse this morning as we get ready to close. I preach on this with the kids every year, and I use a variety of things that illustrate this verse. John 6:44, Jesus said, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day." I want these kids to know that when they're singing songs, when they're swimming, when they're having fun with their friends, when they're at the campfire hearing a great testimony or a message, that they're there because God has drawn them there. And that song that touches their heart is part of God drawing them. And that new friend they made is part of God drawing them. And that new adult they connect with is part of God drawing them. And they saying, "I can't wait for next year," is part of God drawing them. And you get to be a part of that by being a sending church. Thank you for letting me as a pastor to be gone up there at camp. And love you to come with me. One last verse. I said that was my last verse, but one last verse. Hebrews. I'm going to blame this one on Bob McLean. He's been coming up to camp with me for the last 2 or 3 years now. And he started this 2 years ago. Hebrews 3:13, "But encourage one another daily as long as it's called a day, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness." Encourage one another daily. So at the end of campfire, it's the last thing we do in the day. Bob gets up, campfire. Now the sermon's over. We've sung the last song. Bob gets up, and we always stand around in a circle around the campfire. And Bob gets up and he says, "Tell me one thing you've seen someone else do that encouraged you." And so the kids, at first, you know, Sunday night, it's kind of quiet, and then Monday night gets a little better. By the time we get to Tuesday night, those kids go, I got something. They're just telling about how they have encouraged each other, how they've been encouraged by someone else. And they're starting to think about it because they know campfire time, they're going to be asked, "Who encouraged you today?" And they start thinking in the mode of encouragement. Wow. It's just fantastic, you guys. Cove Camp was where I connected with Jesus Christ. And as a staffer, you're already Christian, but you can connect deeper to God too. All right? So, worship team, come on up. We're going to sing another camp song for response song tonight. Where did I get that?